As a skin health professional, beauty and aging are the centerpiece of my research. And one thing is clear, if we want to age well, we had better keep up with our NAD levels. NAD is actually something I personally take every single day to give my cells the energy that they need to operate. And our skin also has cells in them too. NAD is a molecule in the human body that is vital to aging well and remaining youthful in so many ways. NAD creates energy, maintains healthy DNA, detects and uses nutrients efficiently, and even protects our cellular health. Unfortunately, from age 30 to 70, NAD levels decline up to 65%. Simply put, when NAD levels decline, aging accelerates. That's why if you care about slowing aging, you need to get Qualia NAD. Qualia NAD is a clinically tested supplement that can boost your NAD levels up to 50%. It's vegan, non-GMO, with three key naturally derived ingredients called NAD precursors that your body can readily convert into NAD, and 11 additional ingredients that support your body's NAD production. Qualia NAD is the easiest way to support your NAD levels deep into life, so you can stop losing one of the most vital molecules in your body now for remaining youthful and in your prime. So if you're over age 30, help stop your declining NAD levels with Qualia NAD risk-free for up to 100 days at neurohacker.com/radiance and use code radiance for an additional 15% off. That's Qualia NAD at neurohacker.com/radiance with code radiance to age incredibly well from the inside and out. Enjoy today's episode right here on the School of Radiance podcast. Hey everyone, hope you're having a great day. Thanks for joining me in today's live recording on the Rachel Varka podcast. If you're new, welcome. My name is Rachel. I love helping people look good and feel their best and age impossibly well using the latest and greatest that's available. And we are going to talk all about adult acne and anti-aging and some of the nuances that you need to know in regards to dealing with adolescent acne and adult acne. What are some of the things that we need to target? Before I introduce today's fabulous guest, who is making a repeat appearance here, I would love to encourage you all to subscribe to the Rachel Varka podcast on Spotify, iTunes, and also on YouTube. And on YouTube and Facebook, hit the bell so that you know when I go live next. So let me tell you about today's guest, and then we're going to talk all about how to deal with adult acne and anti-aging all in one, because yours truly, I am acne prone, and it's a constant battle, I'll tell you that much. So we're going to talk about, first of all, I'll just tell you a little bit about Dr. Stacey Shillington. She was devastated with acne and was considered incurable. It was considered incurable acne in her late 20s. Dr. Stacey Shillington, ND, went back to school to learn how to clear her skin from the inside out using naturopathic medicine and has not looked back since. Practicing in Toronto since 2007, Dr. Stacey has made her mission to help people clear their skin naturally. Deeply inspired and motivated to change the way that skincare and health is approached, Dr. Stacey has been able to help thousands of women worldwide clear their acne with her best-selling 7-week clear skin program, which is delivered online. You can follow her on Instagram at Naturopathic Beauty and check out her website at naturopathicbeauty.com. Dr. Stacey lives in Toronto, Ontario with her husband and two sons. She's a graduate of the Canadian College of Naturopathic Medicine and McGill University, where she was the recipient of McGill's prestigious Scarlet Key Award. She is currently a member in good standing with the College of Naturopaths in Ontario. And what a treat to have Dr. Stacey Shillington joining us again on the show. How are you?
Hi, Rachel. I'm great. Thanks so much for having me on again. I can't wait to talk about my favorite topic with you.
Yeah, well, let's just get right into it. What do we need to know to start beating adult acne? Maybe why don't we start with some, you know, foods that are helpful for beating adult acne?
So the first thing we want to think about when selecting foods if you have acne is whether or not that food is going to trigger inflammation in your body. If you have acne, you know that you already have inflammation in your body, and inflammatory foods have the ability to just make it worse. So, you know, there's the basic inflammatory foods that you want to avoid. Gluten can be a huge trigger. Dairy can be a big trigger, and probably one of the biggest triggers of all is sugar. Sugar just like fuels the fire of inflammation in the body. So cutting out those big three are definitely going to do a lot for helping to clear and get rid of your acne. And then there's also the foods you want to eat a lot of. And some of my favorite foods, green vegetables and berries. Those are at the very, very top of my list. Of course, there's many, many amazing foods that are going to help you heal your acne. But if I had to like choose my two favorite categories, berries and greens would be it.
I love it. And I, much like you, I swear every time I see you, it's like I'm looking at my sister. Yes, I have a sister, but I feel like you and I look even more similar than I do to my own sister. And you and I were of a very similar skin type, what you would consider Fitzpatrick skin type 2. So when we get breakouts after age 30, what happens is they stay red and they stick around for a while. That's called post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation. It's probably the most annoying thing that we have to deal with our skin. So you and I, Stacey, we've been able to really understand what our body triggers are. And some of the cool things about understanding foods and supplements for beating acne is that for me, when I increase my intake of omegas, right, my EPA, DHA, barrage oil, vitamin D3, and a couple other things, as well as taking my collagen regularly and superoxide dismutase, and doing my red light therapy, and following a Mediterranean diet, and drinking structured water, and limiting gluten, dairy, and sugar. It really is what it takes for me to maintain my clear skin. So it's something we kind of always have to be on top of, isn't it?
It really is, because you're right. When we do break out, those breakouts last forever. At least the look of the breakout lasts forever, even if the inflammation is gone, the pigmentation remains. And having a protocol that works specifically for you is so key, you know, to getting to handling your acne. And it's going to be a little bit different for everybody. It's not going to be the same for everyone. And in fact, I'm going to share a little tidbit with you, because you just mentioned that you're taking some fish oils, some DHA, EPA. Sometimes I find in some people that can actually promote breakouts, believe it or not. So, you know, it's a very individual thing, you know, really finding out what works for you to heal your acne.
It sure does. And another layer that I'll add, which is a great way to help to reduce post-inflammatory hyperpigmentation, which AKA is red acne scars, is to make sure that you're using mineral sunscreen every day. And with a number of our colleagues, Stacey, sunscreen's been getting a bad rap. And I think it's really important that we talk about the distinction of the different type of sunscreens that are out there. So we have our mineral sunscreen like zinc, titanium dioxide. Those ones are safe for the eyes. They're not going to sting your eyes. They'll last quite a bit longer. They kind of stay on top of the skin. And then there's these chemical sunscreen filters. Mm-hmm. So if you grab your sunscreen right now and you have any ingredients or your moisturizer sunscreen or your BB cream or primer, and it's got avobenzone, oxybenzone, you need to turf that, because that's a known hormone disruptor. And it's only going to protect you for about 1 to 3 hours.
Yeah. And the thing I want to add about zinc is zinc's a potent anti-inflammatory. So my patients with acne, if you have inflamed skin and you use a zinc sunscreen, it actually is very helpful to help calm your blemishes. I mean, of course, you don't want a lot of pore clogging ingredients in that sunscreen as well. But if you find the right one, the zinc's going to go a long way to just really healing your skin at the same time that it protects you from the sun.
Yeah, definitely. I'd say one of my favorite sunscreens right now for just anyone who's interested in aging well, dealing with brown spots, melasma, red acne scars, acne prone like myself, is the Tezo3 primer that you guys can get at rachelvarga.ca/store. That one is a staple. There are sunscreens that you can get at, say, your health food store, but they're not usually made quite as well in regards to the zinc being micronized. So when we're talking about zinc sunscreen, you can probably recall in, you know, 1970s, right, 80s movies with people with a white nose, the formulations have come a long way, haven't they?
Yeah. No, you don't have to have a white face anymore.
Yeah. As you guys can tell, with Stacey and I hanging out, we're just like two chicks on a mission that love hanging out and helping people get great skin. And what's really cool about how Dr. Stacey Shillington and I collaborate is a lot of our clients actually take both of our programs and services. So I've had a number of clients that have come from you to work with me that have just really sung your praises with your adult acne clear skin program. So I definitely want you to talk about that. And then we're going to segue into how to deal with acne as an adult and what you need to know about that.
Great. So a little bit about my 7-week clear skin program. So I've been working with acne patients for over 15 years. Like, that's all I've been doing as an ND. So I've seen a lot. I think I've seen probably everything there is to see with acne. And 3 years ago, I decided to put together an online program, just kind of taking all my experience, all my research, and putting it together in a program that can help women all over the world understand the root causes of their acne and how to address the acne from the inside out. Because, you know, acne, and we'll get into this in a minute, but acne is a sign of a hormonal imbalance within the body. And you can do a lot of things topically that are going to be very, very beneficial, but they're not necessarily going to change the biochemical imbalances within your body. For that, we need to go deep within. We need to fundamentally balance the body. And this is not something medications can do either. And so my program does that. It addresses root imbalances and takes you on a journey to really heal your skin, supplements, diet, mindset, which is a really, really big one with women suffering from acne as well. So that's a little bit about my program. It's, you know, I've been doing it for 3 years now, so I really feel I have it in such a good place. You know, I've made tweaks throughout the years. It has a 90% success rate, which is amazing because I did a survey of about 2,000 women that have gone through it. And it is, you know, it's really hitting the mark for so many women.
Yeah, and I think it's a great resource. And you might be thinking, oh, well, you know, Rachel and Stacey, they're both in the skin game. Why are they like sharing each other's services? Aren't they worried about, you know, losing people to this other program? No, that's not how it works, because I have had clients have excellent success with you, and you go really into the weeds with things like supplements and acne care and hormone balancing, which I think is really key. So you can learn more about Dr. Stacey Shillington's program in the show notes below, but also at goskincare.online/free-clear-skin-masterclass. And what you talked about with, you know, hormones and acne, this is really interesting. And I just want to share a personal story here. A couple of years ago, I had something not so great happen to my body. And my body was freaking out because I was injured. And how did that manifest in my skin? Acne. I had awful breakouts all the way from my jawline down my neck. It was insane. And then a couple of weeks ago, I went through another pretty significant body trauma. And I didn't have any breakouts this time. And the reason why is because I've been leaning into my supplements for brain health optimization. So my omegas, my collagen, my antioxidants, you can get some of my favorite ones at rachelvarga.ca/store. The skin brightening formula, the Renew and Protect by Bend, and also the Bend collagen have significantly helped me. Now it's going to be different for everybody. But the thing is that when we go through life as being a human, stuff's going to happen to us. So the better we are just cruising through life with our hormone balancing, eating well, living well, staying grounded, leaning into our biohacking, if you will, when we go through a stressor, our body's going to be better able to deal with it. And your skin won't show the internal stress quite as much because your body's actually just better able to deal with it. I'd love for you to comment on that.
Yes, because that's all about creating resilience in the body. It's all about creating physical resilience, mental resilience, and just overall strength. And as you're doing all these amazing things for yourself, Rachel, you're naturally reducing inflammation in your body. So that when your body is kind of confronted with an assault, such as, you know, the accident you experienced, your body's not going to be as reactive, because it's not inflamed. So that's why you didn't experience that same acne breakout. But You know, it is. It's all about strengthening the body, making ourselves more resilient, because as you said, things happen. You know, we are going to be confronted with things in our life and we want to be prepared. And physical resilience is, you know, and mental, they're both really essential.
100%. And I do want to talk about some lymphatic implications, some lymph blockage in our face, jawline, neck, and actually a tool that I use. So I do want to touch on Gua Sha, if you're comfortable talking about that, because I find when I get breakouts to my jawline under here, which that's usually where I'll get it, I'll make sure I'm doing actually more facial massage and self-lymphatic drainage when I'm applying my cleanser, my mask, my moisturizer. And if you're watching this on Facebook or YouTube, the type of massage I want you guys to start employing is taking your fingertips and going from, say, the middle of your chin and extending down, pushing back towards your ears, and then underneath your jawline as well. Because we have all these lymph nodes here. And sometimes when the lymph gets stagnant, we can get some toxins accumulating. And then it's going to kind of like leach out into the skin and you're going to see inflammation. When you keep those lymph nodes clear with daily, you know, twice a day massage of your face and neck, you're going to be moving out old lymph, and new lymph carrying new micronutrients is going to come in and kind of bathe the skin in more nutrients. I'd love for you to expand on that as well.
Yeah. And you know, you're absolutely right. But when you have the breakouts from the jawline down the neck and even around the ears, that's always a sign that there's some lymphatic stagnation in the body. And this is one of the reasons, you know, why we work so well together, Rachel, is because we approach the same, you know, kind of imbalances from a very different place, because doing the lymphatic massage is so important, right? Just for really clearing the nodes, moving out the toxins. And the way that I really like to address stagnant lymph is using complex homeopathy. And, you know, it just speeds up acne healing. So it really, I'd say I can clear acne, like it takes me a few months less if I use complex homeopathy, just because it really gets into the lymph nodes and it really drains them well. So yeah, between your technique and, you know, homeopathy, it makes a huge difference.
Yeah, for sure. And you can get all these gadgets online and waste a small fortune on jade rollers and all those things. You do not have to spend a cent to do this yourself. You literally can use your fingertips. I even have a machine back here that measures that light actually comes off of our fingertips. So these little fingertips of yours actually can be creating more of a electrical benefit than you might actually realize and know about. This is a little bit more kind of like European technology, mm-hmm. which is pretty interesting. But other things that you can use is like a Gua Sha tool. So I got this one from my TCM, and I'll actually go into my scalenes to keep my muscles and fascia nice and relaxed and straightened out, because our fascia is something we need to think about as well. But don't you hate it? I don't use that word very often, but when I see people online doing lymphatic drainage and they're taking their tool and they don't have any glide or any type of cleanser or moisturizer on the skin, and they're like stretching and skipping on the skin, you're actually around the eyelids, that's not very good, because what can happen is you can stretch out that tissue and contribute to accelerated aging. Did you know that?
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing is that the lymph vessels are fairly superficial. So also, if you're really digging in and using that tool, you know, really deeply, you're not affecting the lymph. It's a very light touch that you utilize. It's not aggressive at all. It's very gentle.
Yeah, one of my friends is an oculoplastic surgeon, and he said that floppy eyelid syndrome is actually a thing. How's that for a quasi-medical term? But the more we rub our eyes and stretch out the skin, you're going to contribute to eyelid laxity. And my, you know, last 10 and a half years in practice has been in ophthalmology oculoplastics. So that's why I wrote a couple papers on eye aging, right? Because I understand this very well. But then absolutely lending in the acne protocols for diet, supplements, they help me tremendously. Self-massage really helps. Also keeping my stress down, Would you say that that's a contributor for acne as well? But is that more of a segue into adrenal fatigue? And also maybe we're just living lives that are a bit too stressful and we're not giving our liver the support it needs to then make happy, healthy, balanced hormones.
Yeah, you know, I'd say that we really don't give stress the emphasis that it deserves when it comes to acne. It is a huge contributor, and high cortisol levels actually contribute to all the reasons that we develop acne. High cortisol, it blocks progesterone receptors. It utilizes up the raw materials that are needed to produce more progesterone. It prevents estrogen from detoxifying optimally. It increases levels of DHEAS. That's an androgen, because more DHEAS is produced to protect the brain from the effects of cortisol. You know, cortisol is just, it destroys our body in many different ways. And it absolutely leads to acne. And I mean, that's why, you know, we get a breakout right before a big event, right when you don't want acne, because that's the cortisol in your body. And cortisol is not just, you know, triggered when we have mental or emotional stress. I mean, cortisol can be increased via food triggers, by an overload of toxins. It can be increased by a dysregulated microbiome. I mean, there's a lot of things that trigger cortisol, a lot of things that trigger stress in our body. And we have to be really mindful of that and learn how to manage stress. And as we said earlier, increase the physical and mental resilience of our body, because that is the key.
One of the really interesting biohacks that I find seriously helps my skin, once I started to employ it, it was like way fewer breakouts, because I'm one of those people that time of the month, it's like clockwork, right? You're going to get a breakout. So that is definitely, if you are one of those people, you should be on an acne protocol. And when I started to actually incorporate cold plunges regularly, we're talking like pretty well almost daily, up to my jawline 10 minutes actually at a time, which isn't easy. But I feel like when you can start to employ these things that are going to challenge your body a little bit, you're going to be better able to deal with stress. And I suspect that actually has a bit of an overlap into your skin dealing with stress as well. So I think that's pretty cool. Another recovery biohacking tool that's really actually helped me is my Juve Red Light Therapy. And I was actually using it on my back and neck for recovery. And then I have this amazing magnesium scrub here, so it doesn't contain any microplastics and it doesn't tear the skin. Sometimes I'll get hubby to do my back, and oh my gosh, it's like better than going to the spa. If you have the scrub for me, get your partner to do your back for you. And I was like, oh, can you, you know, spend some extra attention on a couple of my breakouts on my back? He's like, Rachel, you don't have any. So employing all of this stuff really helps not only for the face, jawline, and neck acne, but also for acne. What are your favorite tips for dealing with acne, backne, biohacks, all that cool stuff?
Oh, okay. So when I see backne, when I see body acne, right away, I think microbiome. So, you know, my brain immediately goes to, what do we do from within to balance the body to prevent the acne from coming up initially? So I would be like, okay, what's going on in the microbiome? Diet, you know, are there foods that are maybe triggering inflammation? Also PMS acne, you know, that's a sign that, you know, something may be going on that's triggering too much inflammation. You're not ovulating optimally. You know, your corpus luteum isn't producing enough progesterone, and just, you know, diving into that and understanding what exactly is causing this PMS acne. But I agree with you. There are some amazing biohacks that I love. I mean, I use the red light therapy every single day, and I use it in the morning with the yellow therapy as well, which I think is fantastic because I feel like it helps with sun damage. And cold showers, I do them every night. I don't do 10 minutes like you do, Rachel. You are like super hardcore with the cold therapy. I bow down to you on that. sleep is a big one. I've noticed for myself, Specifically, I have been a very, very poor sleeper. When I get my sleep under control, my skin just glows. When I don't, I see it immediately. So that's a really big one as well. Gosh, there's so much to consider.
I am going to make a public confession. I was really naughty this week. I slept in my makeup 3 times this week.
What?
I know.
That's shocking.
I know. You know what? Whatever. This is called being a human. It's being real. And I meet with clients all the time. They're like, sometimes I just don't feel like washing my face before bed. Let me tell you that when I do that, I pay for it. However, I do also have some fantastic tools in my toolkit that if I do choose to make poor life decisions, like sleep in my makeup and not wash my face, the next morning I make sure I do a really good scrub and also one of my tea tree oil anti-acne, but also anti-aging masks. And that, honestly, when I do that, I still don't get a breakout. Mm-hmm. But please do not sleep in your makeup. It's, you know, it's just bad. But if you do, just give yourself a little bit of grace and just have the right products to lean into to then mitigate breakouts. So we're both in Canada here. We're going to go a little bit on a tangent, and things have not been so hot for us here in the North. And what that does is create stress in our lives. So despite the injustices that are happening here in Canada on the medical freedoms front and all sorts of things, how are you navigating the stress?
Oh, Rachel, it has hit me hard. Let me tell you. You know, I think that the biggest thing that I've had to do is just brain training. I have to work on my mindset all the time. I'm a huge meditator. I do a lot of meditation. I've been doing a ton of Kundalini yoga just to like move my energy and get out of my bottom three chakras, because that's where I am when I get upset. And, you know, when I feel like I don't have a lot of control over a situation. So, you know, getting within, moving my energy is huge, being outside as much as possible and doing what I can, you know, really, you know, using my voice in whatever small way I can. That's helpful as well. But yeah, I'm doing the brain tap, brain retraining program, which I think is excellent. It's really, really helping me, you know, just maintain optimism and positivity. I do have 2 school age children that, you know, are being pressured to do certain things. And, you know, that's drives me crazy more than anything else. And, you know, it's a tough time. It really is.
Yeah, it's a really interesting time, actually, as professionally trained healthcare practitioners like you and I, because we actually can't really talk about anything, which, how is that right? Right? There's always been public discussion on certain things so we can, you know, have a very balanced discussion, and we're not able to do that. And talking about stress. So you and I, we're the kind of people that we want to do something about it, right? When we see that our communities are struggling and suffering, that's going to stress us out and make our skin freak out. So we like to sleep very well at night. So there are some things that you and I have been able to do kind of behind the scenes to support our communities and our loved ones. But I was chatting with you last week because I did reach out to my local MLA, and I've had 2 appointments canceled with them. So for us here in Canada, I know most of you are listening in the US, but our government and our officials literally aren't even listening to the voices of healthcare practitioners. And that really irks me and has stressed me out. But at the same time, it's like, how do we not let injustices get to us? And also, I would love to just share some free apps that can help you all to just kind of tune in to, say, the Schumann Resonance energies for today. So that's basically a type of energy that's in and around the earth, and it can spike based on lightning and electromagnetics. So sometimes when the Schumann Resonance energies spike, it can actually make us feel more stressed out, and we can have physiological things and stuff like that. So I want you guys all to check out the Schumann Resonance app. I think it's like $1.39. But if you're just feeling a little strange, maybe check out what the Earth's energies are doing that day. Mm-hmm. And if there is a huge influx of energy, maybe lean into things like your yoga or like your meditation. Maybe don't push quite so hard. And then the other free app I'd love to bring into everyone's awareness is the Biorhythm app. And someone actually won a Nobel Prize on the topic of measuring our biorhythms, and it's to do with your birthday and also the rhythms of the earth. So it can give you insight as to what your, you know, intellectual level is going to be that day, your emotional, your physical, and also your intuitive. So there's some really cool things that metrics that we can look at, and say, for example, also the Oura Ring, looking at our readiness mm-hmm. score, that can allow us to know when to push and then also when to kind of like retract and go within and bolster up our self-care. What do you think of all that stuff that I look into? Some of it's kind of woo, but it helps me.
No, I have not heard of those two apps. So I'm definitely going to go and check them out, because it sounds very, it's important information to know, like when you need to take care of yourself, when you can push and go a little bit harder, and just understanding how we exist within the world around us, because we are part of the world. You know, we're not separated from Mother Nature and all these forces that are constantly surrounding us. We're part of them. And, you know, right now there's, in Canada especially, you know, the energy here is not great. It's not great at all. So it's been a really, really tough year here, as it has been in so many places, but it's just lingering here. Like it's next level. It really is.
So for all of you tuning in, if you're like, what the heck are they talking about? So Ontario, where you live, you've been on a really strict stay-at-home order. You can't even go to the store to buy clothes or books for your kids. And small businesses have been shut down. There's actually food and supply shortages, like Starbucks is having issues getting things, construction supplies, like wood, copper wiring, those are getting shorted out right now. And then when you look at the US, where a lot of my clients are from, and listeners here, I'm really envious of y'all. Texas actually has very similar population to all of Canada, and Texas is completely open. So for you and I as health practitioners, we're trained individuals to, you know, do risk benefit analysis for different interventions, and, you know, our alarm bells are going off. So people like Stacey and I, we are doing what we can in the background to help support mm-hmm. our communities, even if our local government officials aren't listening to us. So that kind of contributes to my stress, that's for sure.
Me too, in a huge way. Huge. It's, you know, we've never been confronted by anything like this before. This is completely new territory for us. And, you know, it just reminds me of how lucky we've been, you know, up to now, to live in such a wonderful free country. And, you know, when these freedoms are taken away from us, it's a very stressful thing. Absolutely.
Yeah. And I mean, to empower everybody on a more positive note, I encourage all of you to actually read your Bill of Rights, your Constitution, and become familiar with that. Because I think if we were to poll most Canadians, probably say less than 5% have actually read their Canadian Bill of Rights and Constitution. Probably more Americans have, which I think is why the population in the US is kind of like, okay, this is crazy. This stress, you know, full-on psyops is impacting our livelihood, our families, our health, and it's not really justifiable. And so kudos to our American friends, but, you know, there's going to be injustices, and we can't let it interfere with our health. We really just kind of have to make sure we're staying in our own lanes, protecting our energies. So the Schumann Resonance app, the Biorhythm 365 app, using your Oura Ring, leaning into conversations with practitioners like Dr. Stacey Shellington and I, that, you know, really try and keep things positive. So how do you keep things positive to counteract the stressful situations around you?
Well, gratitude. I'm a huge practicer of gratitude every single day, multiple times a day. I go there hardcore. And that will basically set the tone. Well, you know, it gets me through it for sure. Of course, my meditation, my Kundalini yoga, those as well keep my energy high, you know, keep my vibration high. And that's the work that needs to be done. Because honestly, Rachel, if I didn't have those tools to kind of build up my energy and I didn't have my practice, which bolsters my physical resilience so much, I don't know what I'd be doing. I think I'd be going stark raving mad. But yeah, that's the only way I know how to deal with this.
Yeah, for sure. So lean into your grounding practices, eat well, take your supplements. If you want to know more on how to deal with adult acne, but maybe also for your youth, I have a lot of my clients that after doing a one-on-one with me, they'll do a 30-minute follow-up to answer a couple questions, like clarify a few things, and also get their youngsters on the call too, so that we can talk about youth acne. Because that can be really stressful when youngsters and adults have breakouts on their skin and they want to be, presenting their best fresh face forward. And so acne itself can then create more stress and all of that. So you guys tuning in here, you know, Stacey and I, we got your back, we got your front, we got everything else in between.
We do.
So Stacey, where can everybody find you? How can they hang out with you? How can they learn more about your program?
You can go to my website, naturopathicbeauty.com. Follow me on Instagram, Naturopathic Beauty. And you can also check my masterclass out that Rachel has the link up for that as well. But yeah, I'm there. Please send me DMs, ask me questions. If you need any support at all, I'm here to help.
Fabulous. Well, thank you so much for being on the show here today. It's always a pleasure. And thanks, we're going to be on your Instagram a little later today.
Yeah. At 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Rachel's going to come on and we're going to talk about some fun stuff. I think I'm going to ask you some great questions about biohacking. I'm loving it so much.
Yeah. So, I mean, it does make a huge difference. So not only what we're putting on our skin and in our bodies, but it's how we're living to navigate stress in general. And it's going to help us age better because our body is going to be better able to deal with oxidative stress and all of that, which inflammation is aging. It's called inflammaging, if you will. All right, everybody, have a great day and be sure to hit the subscribe button on the Rachel Varga official Facebook page, YouTube channel, on the Rachel Varga podcast, and hit the bell notification so that you know when I go live next. And you can hang out with me over at rachelvarga.ca, book your one-on-one with me, and I'll go through how to kind of customize what you're doing at home, come up with a plan for at home and in clinic, and keep you on the straight and narrow so that you don't end up purchasing products or procedures that are going to waste your time and money. This is what people pay me for, is, you know, the straight up goods on this stuff. So use promo code podcast15. I would love to connect with you. And Stacey, we will be in touch again. Have a lovely day.
You too. Thanks, Rachel. Bye.
Bye.